This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. In its third hearing, the House panel investigating the Capitol riot is focusing on Donald Trump's push to have his vice president reject Joe Biden's 2020 win. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Panel Chair Benny Thompson says courts kept turning away Trump's false vote fraud claims.
So eventually, he latched on to a completely nonsensical and anti-democratic theory.
The vice president could ultimately just declare Donald Trump the winner.
Panel Vice Chair Liz Cheney read a memo from conservative law professor John Eastman. Trump White House lawyer Eric Hirschman was stunned when Eastman told him.
I said, you're completely crazy.
Pence refused the idea. And testifying before the panel, his former lawyer Greg Jacob remembers telling Eastman the Supreme Court would unanimously say the plan was unconstitutional.
He initially started it, well, I think maybe you would lose only 7-2. And after some further discussion, acknowledged, well, yeah, you're right, we would lose 9-0.
The panel played clips of Trump urging Pence to go along, and when he did not, Capitol protesters chanting to hang Pence. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The chairman of the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection says the panel has asked Virginia Thomas for an interview. Thomas is suggesting she will comply. A conservative activist and the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas communicated with people in President Trump's orbit ahead of the attack and on the day of the insurrection. Mississippi Representative Benny Thomas said Thursday it's time for her to come to talk to the committee after investigators discovered information that refers to Thomas and communications they have obtained relating to one of Trump's lawyers. Via remote, this is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi and President Klaus Iohannis of Romania visited Kyiv on Thursday in a show of support for Ukraine. Amid its battle to fend off Russia's invasion, the European Union is considering whether to recommend Ukraine be granted candidate status for European Union membership. After the talks between the four, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the four signaled that Ukraine would be offered candidate status in the economic bloc. The focus of the fighting remains in the eastern city of Severodonetsk, where Ukrainian forces say their troops are still holding out. Ukraine is also claiming some progress in taking back territory in the south. President Joe Biden says the American people are really, really down after a rough 2 years with the coronavirus pandemic, volatility in the economy, and now surging gasoline prices that are hitting family budgets. But in an interview with the Associated Press, Biden says a recession is not inevitable, and he bristles at claims by Republican lawmakers that last year's COVID-19 aid plan was fully to blame for inflation reaching a 40-year high. He calls that argument bizarre. Biden adds that while people are feeling down, he sees reason for optimism with the 3.6% unemployment rate and America's relative strength in the world. Well, global deaths from coronavirus are back on the rise. We get more on that story from the AP's Jennifer King.
In its latest weekly assessment, the World Health Organization says 8,700 people died globally last week from COVID-19, a 4% increase coming after 5 weeks of declines. The largest jump in deaths were centered in the Americas and the Western Pacific. Coronavirus infection cases in general continue to fall, with about 3.2 million new cases reported last week, but large regional spikes of infection were seen in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. The organization says the figures are likely an undercount because so many countries have reduced testing and surveillance. Hosting a meeting of the COVID-19 Global Action Plan in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned health officials about relaxing their guard as he detailed plans to send additional pediatric vaccines to nations like Nepal and Mongolia. I'm Jennifer King.
A church shooting in the southern U.S. state of Alabama has left one person dead, two others wounded, according to police, who also said a suspect was quickly taken into custody. So far, no names have been released. For more information, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.